good to see you guys today. For us, on this day, for those who've been covering, we knew we've spent some extra time on our third down, our red zone. We'll continue to do that today. We started a lot of our third down work yesterday. That'll continue into today, and we'll even add some of our red zone work today. So looking, you know, both teams at the matchups, all three phases, it's going to be a great game. And quarterbacks, running backs on both sides, receivers, pass rushers, both sides, speed on defense. So we can't wait to get back downtown as a team. And, you know, asking our fans to bring the Falcon energy, we'll do the same. So that's what we've been hitting on the last few days hard, especially some of these situations that we wanted to get right. So we're hitting that. Glad to open up with questions for the game.
Yeah, Coach, what, you know, were you pleased with your competition yesterday? Or
I was. Yeah, yesterday was a, we call it a loud practice for us. And we wanted to really emphasize our physicality so that identity is right on point for us. So the biggest competition that takes place on that day is we focus a good bit of the first part of practice led on some third down opportunities. That's good on good. Third downs, different ones, 7 to 10, 3 to 6, short yardage, all of them, so we get a chance to compete against one another. And that's been a good start for us. This is, the second week that we've done that, and we like where that's headed.
Brian Poole said that he was going to worry about, you know, your players getting him ready for Cole Beasley. Would that be Gabriel and Marvin Hall? Or?
Yeah, and Nick Williams as well. It's guys who have exceptional change of direction, and Mo is that way as well. So those are the guys we like to put inside to try and feature some of that. Reggie is another one that can – Reggie and Nick and Mo are the guys that we really try to feature in the slot to really change direction and move. So, like I said, that's what's good about this matchup. Both teams have runners. Both teams have wideouts and, you know, how to feature the guys in different roles. So we'll need to use all of our versatile guys. They got tight ends with length, you know, guys with speed. So we're going to try and match up guys in the best ways we can.
Any injury updates, and how bad is True's situation?
True is back to full participant today. Devontae Freeman is also back to a full participant. Matt Bryant will be held today, and Duke Riley. But past that, we're in good shape.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Coach, I spoke with Deion Jones yesterday, and he said that one of the things that he really appreciated about Dallas's running backs are their patience to you know, let the offensive line in front of them really clear out the gaps, and it just reminded me of your do right longer philosophy. And what are you looking to see from your run defense on Sunday against such a good running team?
Yeah, and he's right on point when Deion's speaking to that. And really what he's saying is make sure you're owning your gap, whether you're a defensive lineman, a safety, a linebacker. And so many of our eight-man fronts, one man's responsible for this gap. And make sure you don't over-try and, okay, the play may have started one direction. I'm going to jump out and see if I can go make it. And then it cuts back to go into that gap. So having that accountability to just do right longer, stay where you're supposed to be. And that's what, you know, the connection that we have, this team, to say, hey, man, you do your job and I'll do mine. You don't have to go past that. So they'll test you for sure. And most good running backs do, who can set up a block, wait for it to go, and then cut it back. So that's what they feature best, you know, their ability to cut back and create plays that way. Anybody else? All right. Yeah, sure.
Slow day here for you.
Hey, fine with me. I got plenty to do.
Yeah, no, that's right. Hey, just Keanu, could you talk about him being, you talked about him getting the ball off folks earlier in the week, but just Keanu and him emerging in the unit as, you know, a leader and you know, he's been there with his play, but now maybe, you know, taking on more of a role within the unit.
Keanu has such a serious approach about his game that he's really one of those guys that's always trying to find an area to improve. You know, we talk about the 1%. Can this part of our game really improve? And that could be the technique. It could be the way I play the scheme. For him, one of the areas he was really trying to dial in on was the communication piece. And I know he admires that with Rico, the amount of studying that he does. He's able to share some of that information across. The physical part of his game is really intact-led in terms of owning his fit, making his hits. He's improved as a man-to-man cover player, and we will feature those guys in that way. But you're right. After last year as a rookie, he was one of the players elected as a chief. So you can imagine the impact he made on his teammates very early on for a guy who's just 21.
As you talked about, you know, teams being player-led, he a guy that's going to have to, you know, lead this turnaround for you all if, you know, that's going to happen for you?
That's part of his role. And some guys have, you know, leadership in different areas and do it in different ways. And so for him, making sure he found his own way to do that, and that was true to his identity. So he is definitely somebody that we count on, not just on the field, but off the field as well with his performance. So he's so tightly wound and serious that we want to make sure his communication piece is right on point, too. He's so dialed in to his assignment, we want to make sure his communication gets outside, too. So he is definitely somebody that embodies what we love about playing defense around here.
What have you seen out of Dontari Poe over the first eight games of the season so far?
I've seen a guy who's really equipped to play a number of different roles. He can play defensive tackle. He can slide in to play nose tackle. He's equipped to play two-gap, one-gap. At his best is when he can really get his hands on you and shed blockers to make tackles. So we're still trying to feature him into our ways that we can get him into some more pass rushing opportunities, because that's a part of his game that's alive as well. So what doesn't get noticed, he's a big-time teammate and one that's, you know, constantly supporting the guys. He had one of his best practices of the year yesterday, and that usually, you know, factors into what's ahead for the week. When you have that kind of performance early in the week, oftentimes that carries into the game. That means your process is right, your preparation's on point, and I definitely noticed he was one of the players that really stood out to me yesterday.
Was there kind of an underlying message that you had for the team this week, or is it just important to keep things the same?
There was an underlying message for sure. When we got back to the truth, we wanted to make sure, Tiff, that our identity was really coming true. And that's the way we run the ball. That's the great play action that goes off with it. That's the run and hit factor on defense. They're creating the takeaways and the speed on special teams. So I wanted to make sure every time we play, that identity is always coming across. So for you, our fans, our family, when everybody watches us play, it's really clear that identity comes across. A kick-ass run game, the play action that goes with it, the speed we want to feature on defense, the ability to rush the passer, and the speed on special teams. Every time we go, for any of us that's watching our team, we want to make sure that is always coming across. And it's not at the level that we want it to be. So that is what we talked about. So although the preparation, there is a lot for Dallas, the focus of this week is on us.
You talked about Freeman and Trufant being back to full participation today. Do you expect Julio to practice?
We're going to go through the walkthrough now. And he may participate in some limited practice, depending on how this goes. You know, we say call it a walkthrough, but we generally jog and move around more than just we would just walk through the halls. You know, it's more than that. So I'll get a look at him now, and then we'll get a sense for where he could be at practice. My anticipation into the week was nothing yesterday, some today, and then hopefully full tomorrow.